It's a kind of hard that is unfamiliar to you. If you've been abusing drugs or alcohol or gambling or sexing or eating or being codependent or whatever your thing is that got you into recovery, your life has sucked. It has been extremely difficult. And you're just used to that kind of hard. But it doesn't have to be that difficult. Life can be
easy. Hi, I'm Barb Nangle. I want to welcome you to my podcast, Fragmented to Whole, Life Lessons from 12-Step Recovery, where I help people heal their emotional, psychological, and spiritual wounds and make deep, lasting changes in their lives. I'm the founder and CEO of Higher Power Coaching and Consulting, LLC, where I coach people on how to develop healthy boundaries. On this podcast, I share my experience, strength, and hope from recovery. I don't support or endorse any particular 12-Step Recovery Fellowship, and I don't claim to speak for any particular 12-Step Fellowship. I also don't believe that 12-step recovery is the only way to recover. You might need additional help. My hope is that you'll find my words concretely helpful in improving your life, whether you're in recovery or not. This is episode 155, How to Stop Lying Yourself and Make Real Change. You can do hard. One comment I hear all the time from people in recovery and people who are trying to make changes in their lives is, it's so hard. The thing is, if you're in recovery, or you're learning how to set boundaries for the first time, or you've gotten to the point in your life where you know something has got to change, then you can do hard. And here's how I know that you can do hard. Because you've been doing hard your whole fucking life. That's why you want things to change, right? But the thing about the hard that you've been doing your entire life is that it's endless. And the way you're living, the hard that you're living, is actually making things even more difficult, more hard. And it's not going to get any better unless something changes. It's just going to keep getting harder and harder and harder. But if you do the hard work of recovery, or the hard work of learning how to set boundaries, or the hard work of whatever other behavior change you're trying to make, that kind of hard is finite. It's only going to be hard for so long. So that is a huge bonus. It's not endless hard, it's temporary hard. And what's on the other side of that hard is healing. Doing the hard work of recovery or any other behavior change you're going through will lead to your healing. And what that means is eventually things are going to get a lot easier. So you get to have a life that's a lot easier and you get healing. So stop lying to yourself and telling yourself, it's too hard, I can't do it, because it's just a different kind of hard. It's a kind of hard that is unfamiliar to you. If you've been abusing drugs or alcohol or gambling or sexing or eating or being codependent or whatever your thing is that got you into recovery, your life has sucked. It has been extremely difficult. And you're just used to that kind of hard. But it doesn't have to be that difficult. Life can be easy. I am living proof. And so are the millions of others who have come before us in recovery, who have literally turned their lives around. So yes, it is hard to change your ways. It is hard to let go of control. It is hard to take a searching and fearless moral inventory of your life. And it is hard to share everything you learn about yourself in your inventory with another person and God. And it is hard to make amends to people. But it's also so, so rewarding. So stop lying to yourself and remember, you can do hard. When we say things like, it's so hard, it's like we think it's this legitimate excuse to not do it. But think about it like this. Exercise is a really good example here. If you were lifting a 1 pound weight all the time, it's really easy. But what the hell is that going to do for you? Is it going to make you any stronger? Why are you exercising if you're not going to do the hard thing? If you actually want to grow, and chances are you wouldn't be listening to my podcast if you didn't want to grow, or you wouldn't be in recovery if you didn't want to grow, or you wouldn't be trying to learn how to set healthy boundaries or change some other kind of behaviors if you didn't want to grow. So the idea that something being hard means you can't do it, or that that's a legitimate reason for you not doing it, is just fucking bullshit. If you're repeatedly telling yourself, this is so hard, is going to stop you from doing it, then stop telling yourself that. Stop saying, it's so hard. And remember, you can do hard. And this hard, the hard of recovery and of behavior change, is temporary rather than the endless hard you've been doing all those decades of your life. And there's healing on the other side. It gets to be easy. I love the quote from Winston Churchill. He said, if you're going through hell, keep going. In other words, don't stop in the middle of hell. Keep going until you come out on the other side. It's so much easier on the other side of hell. So do the temporary hard of the work of recovery, changing your behavior, setting new boundaries, and stop lying to yourself and telling yourself that you can't do hard things. You can.
If you're ready to finally have an enjoyable, relaxing summer doing things you really want to do, instead of always following other people's agendas, I have some openings for private clients right now. If you are really tired of saying yes to things you really don't want to do and being overly accommodating to others, this is for you. It's time to start accommodating yourself. Maybe you're dissatisfied with your relationships and overwhelmed with all kinds of difficult feelings because of your interactions with others. If you'd like to get your life in order before the summer hits, go to barbchat.net and sign up for a free 30-minute call with me about my private coaching so we can get started right away. That way, you'll be done by summer. This is for people who are finally ready to make deep, lasting changes in their relationship patterns, including their relationships with themselves, their partners, family, friends, and colleagues. Go to barbchat.net. If you like this podcast, and I'm guessing you did, or you wouldn't still be listening, then you're gonna love the other things I have to offer. If you'd love pre-release podcast scripts and episodes before anyone else gets them, or if you'd love access to content from my private vault that I developed exclusively for my private clients, which is like having a work session with me without me actually being there, go to patreon.com/higherpowercoaching. There are 3 tiers ranging from as low as $4 up to $24 a month. You'll also love my weekly newsletter, Friday Fragments, which has content very similar to the podcast. You can check it out at fridayfragments.news. That's fridayfragments.news. Please like and subscribe to my podcast on your favorite podcast outlet. I'd also love it if you'd leave a review, which you can do either in the show notes or on Apple Podcasts. It really helps other people find my podcast so they can get the benefits you've gotten from listening. If someone came to mind when you listened to this particular episode, please share it with them. And my favorite place to hang out on social media is Instagram. I'm at Higher Power Coaching. Please DM me there. I'd love to hear what you got from this episode. I run group and private coaching programs on building healthy boundaries. Whether you need help with boundaries in your personal, professional, or romantic life, I can help. Head on over to barbchat.net, where you can hop onto my calendar for a free 30-minute Better Boundaries consultation. My ideal client is someone who is ripe for change. If that's you, I would love to work with you. My goal with all my work is to help you make lasting changes in your life, like I've made deep, lasting changes in my life. Remember, it's never too late to recover. No one is beyond hope, and healing is possible. Thanks for listening.